Well, it's Saturday, the 30th of January, and Manchester Storm have finished 8-5 to Edinburgh Capitals. Omar, that was a win that your team needed and one that you look like you're very happy with.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the win. I mean, to go down 4-1, and especially when it's a game like that where, you know, it's just seemed like every time they entered our zone, they got a goal, so it was a bit frustrating for everybody. But you know what? We stayed the course. We played well after. We capitalized on our power plays, and obviously at the end, we got a big goal, a tip-in in front of the net. So, yeah, it's a big 2 points. We needed those 2 points to give us ourselves to make the playoffs.
At the end of the first, it finished. They were a goal above Manchester Storm. It was 1-2. What was said in the dressing room to change the mindset of the guys?
It was just, you know, it was just having a third man high because it just seemed like they were stretching a guy all the time, which they were doing a good job doing that because they were always on the counter and we were getting chances. We just had to play with a third man high and avoid that. And fortunately, we gave up an early power play goal in the second and then another one to make it 4-1. But we had a power play then, got a big power play goal, and our power play was clicking. So guys didn't stop. You know, we knew if we kept shooting and going to the net, you know, good things would happen, and fortunately we got 8 goals tonight.
There was an array of many of our players putting their hooks in the net tonight. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily just one player. All the lines seem to be clicking well together. Have you tweaked lines in order to make sure everyone's pulling their weight?
Well, we had the same lines that we did against Nottingham, and I thought we would keep those lines. I thought we played well at home with those lines, so we kept them the same. And, you know, we just, everybody has to adjust a bit now coming to the last period of the season, you know, play better defensively. And, it's, you know, again, we look at the scoreboard, we allowed 5 goals. It's a bit frustrating, but in a game like that, you know, it's tough because it just seemed like every time they came in our end, especially for that first 30 minutes, they had a goal. So, you know what, we're happy we got the 2 points. Now we got a big trip tomorrow to Dundee, and that's the main focus.
Dundee, we don't have a good record with them. We have lost every game that we played against Dundee. Scores elsewhere in the Elite League perhaps didn't go Manchester Storm's way. Coventry and Fife getting points tonight. How does the team and you prepare for that game against Dundee tomorrow?
It's a bit of, you know what, you just got to worry about yourself. Yeah, we're down points, we're down you know, a few points back Coventry and obviously 5-2. But, you know, if we do our job, you know, they just keep winning and you never know. You put the chips to your side, and that's all we have to do. You know, you just got to keep winning. We aim before this weekend 4 points. We're halfway there. If we can get another 2 points on the road tomorrow, if we play solid defensively and we give ourselves a chance to win on the road, you know what, maybe we'll get help from the standings or not, but we have to just keep going. There's 14 games left. And every game's a crucial game, a playoff game, and we just got to keep going and keep a positive mindset. And, yeah, hopefully teams will help us in the long run, but as of now, we just got to worry about ourselves.